You probably never would have guessed it, but one of the front lines of public health in New Hampshire is on the second floor of an elementary school in Claremont in a storage closet.
I'm starting to lose a tooth right here.
Oh, yeah, a wiggly tooth, and then you got another tooth coming in behind it.
Yeah.
Before I tell you why an oral hygienist is cleaning teeth in this closet, consider this little girl as a case study. Second grade, suspected cavities on at least 5 molars.
I haven't been really brushing my teeth a lot. I keep on forgetting.
Oh, dear. Who's in charge of your teeth? Who takes care of your teeth?
Me.
Hygienist Kyle Messier last saw this second grader in this storage closet a few months ago. Then the girl had pain on one side of her mouth. Now it's spread to the other side. Messier is the driving force behind a program that has dramatically improved oral hygiene in Sullivan County. Messier cleans teeth in schools. She refers kids with urgent needs to dentists and hounds parents to go to appointments. In extreme cases, she'll ask DCYF to step in.
I can't eat apples or my teeth will start hurting. Like, I can only eat soft food and stuff.
Maple Avenue School in Claremont asked us not to use this girl's name, but Messier has talked to her mother, who says she can't afford dental insurance. So how big a deal is access to oral hygiene? And can it actually impact a child's prospects down the line? One California study found adults were twice as likely to get a job and get off welfare after their teeth were fixed. And there's good evidence the environment kids grow up in impacts their teeth in the long term. Consider this. In 2005, more people visited the ER in New Hampshire because of an urgent dental problem than for the combined visits for asthma, diabetes, and high blood pressure. And the county and city with the worst track record back then? Claremont, right in Sullivan County. Dan Cherry is the principal at Maple Avenue.
A lot of times we will have kids who will be burying their heads, hands on their face, you know, giving us indicators that something's not right. We're providing that first line of defense to investigate why is this child maybe not available for learning.
A 2014 survey of third graders conducted by the state found untreated tooth decay dropped 32% in the last 5 years. Good news. But kids in the poorest school districts still have more than twice as much decay history as kids in richer districts. Sullivan County, though, is a big bright spot in the data. Over the past 10 years, Claremont's rate of untreated decay dropped from 64% to 10%. In that time, Kyle Messier has seen nearly every elementary school kid in the district.
It's hidden. I think it's a hidden problem. There is a very small safety net for dental health. And it's not just New Hampshire, it's across the country.
Medicaid provides full coverage for kids' dental care in New Hampshire. But that's if a parent can find a dentist that accepts Medicaid. Only about half of New Hampshire kids on Medicaid saw a dentist in 2013. And that's in part because most dentists don't accept Medicaid. David Jordan runs a national effort to increase access to dental care. He says historically, dentists have wanted to have it both ways. They don't want to accept low-paying patients, but they've resisted efforts to let others see those patients too.
And I think a lot of dentists are very well-meaning. They also aren't seeing the high-need population.
He points to a bill that's failed a couple times in New Hampshire, opposed each time by the New Hampshire Dental Society, that would create dental therapists, mid-level practitioners who could operate in poor, rural areas with some, but not much, oversight from dentists. This bill has increased access in Alaska and Minnesota, and it's been passed in Vermont and Maine. Peter Welnack is the president of the New Hampshire Dental Society.
We are changing. We're not changing in the way that some people want us to change, but we're changing in the ways that we think work. And we like to think that we're pretty much experts in the dental arena. So we're putting our resources into the areas that we think will help the most people.
That includes starting a program at the New Hampshire Technical Institute to train mid-level dental providers. Those providers wouldn't have as much latitude as dental therapists, but the idea is they will help fill gaps in rural areas up north and poor parts of cities down south, where cost, transportation, and lack of awareness keep many out of the dentist chair.
Good morning. Today is Tuesday, May 12th, 2015.
Good morning. How's everybody? Good.
Janet Valeri is the principal of Ledge Street Elementary School in Nashua. She says 90% of the kids here are eligible for free or reduced lunch, and about one-third speak Spanish. And the same survey that found Sullivan County had made huge leaps in oral health also found in Nashua schools like this one, as many as 5.5% of kids had urgent care needs, pain in their mouths. That's the highest rate anywhere in the state.
You know, it's easy to use the parent as a scapegoat to say the child is underweight, overweight, dental hygiene is an issue because they don't care. When really, when you dig deeper, they care just as much as any other parent, but their resources are limited.
And even though Nashua is struggling to meet this need, the city is also taking an innovative approach to fixing it.
So this has really been the focal point of the changes that have been happening here along this Heritage Rail Trail.
So Karen V. Grew is the city's public health director. She says the city is working with a couple dozen institutions, the police, banks, mechanics, to paint murals and build gardens on a walking trail and promote healthy living in the Tree Streets neighborhood. That's the low-income community where many children attend Ledge Street School.
Well, we actually know that, you know, about 20% of someone's health outcomes are dictated by their genetics. But the 80% is where they live, what education level they have. So if we're looking at how can we best help our residents, it's by impacting their environment. And it's not just for low income. You know, when we talk public health, it's about everyone who lives in our community.
And Nashua is banking on this idea that if you can make a neighborhood safer and help people feel better about where they live, then good health, including good oral hygiene, will follow. They're using Tree Streets as a test lab before expanding the concept to other poor communities. And there's a little evidence it's working. A survey found optimism about the community rising in Tree Streets. Still, Nashua will continue to meet kids right where they are, in a dental chair, in school. For NHPR News, I'm Jack Rodolico.